This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 22, Get Accepted at a University in the United States. Three tips.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Are you applying to college or graduate school in the United States or an English-speaking country? Today, Lindsay and Michelle will give you three things that you must pay attention to make sure you get into the university of your choice. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What's going on, Michelle? How are you?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Today, we're talking about getting into a university in the U.S. I know a lot of our listeners, they may already be studying in the U.S. or they want to study in the U.S. or another English-speaking country like Canada. A lot of people want to go to now, right? Australia, right, Michelle?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, my gosh. Australia. Oh, I would love to go there.
Yeah. Let's talk about our personal stories real quick. Okay. Michelle, where did you go to college?
I went to the University of Maryland.
Nice. And that was a big school, right?
Yes, it's a very big school. Okay. Yeah, it's like your very typical college campus. Lindsay, what about you?
Oh, yeah. We had opposite college experiences, Michelle. I went to a small school, same region, though, in Virginia, in Fredericksburg, right. Virginia, called University of Mary Washington.
And right.
Yeah, it was only about 5,000-6,000 students.
Oh, wow.
Was tiny, but I was actually looking at even smaller colleges than that in New England.
Oh my goodness. 2000.
I'm glad I didn't go to something that small, but it was beautiful. The campus, it sold me when I went to visit. Just gorgeous Jeffersonian architecture. I had a blast. I mean, college is great, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, it's a very special time. I still look back at it fondly and It's just kind of like a rite of passage.
A rite of passage, for sure. Then today we're here to give you guys three tips of three things you can do to make sure you get in, right? Because we got to get in before we can go. So what is our first tip to our listeners to prepare yourself to apply? This is even before you submit any applications, right?
All right. Yeah. Well, here's the first tip. This is very important. The first one is clean up your social media accounts. Ooh.
Oh my gosh. We have this stat that says that 30% of American admissions counselors check applicants out online, and maybe even higher than that. We don't know, but we know now whether you're applying for a job or college. Yeah, we do this, don't we? We search.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to have anything up there that could kind of make somebody question you. So,
exactly.
Just take a look through and make sure, and better safe than sorry. If you're not sure, just take it down and then, or, you know, put it back up you know, once you're in college, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, think of yourself as a brand. I think later in the next few episodes, later in this podcast, we do interview someone about, you know, building a brand of you, right? Branding yourself. But think of yourself as a brand. Even at the age of, you know, 17, 18, you're thinking about college, you are kind of a brand in a way, and you need to present yourself to this college. That also means, I think, getting on LinkedIn. Michelle.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Think? LinkedIn is huge. LinkedIn is very important. I feel like everybody has to have at least something on LinkedIn.
Yeah. And a lot of our listeners on this show are professionals and they definitely use LinkedIn. We'll talk about LinkedIn more on All Ears English, but it's never too early to start. By 17, you've probably had a couple jobs, a couple internships. You want to go ahead and make sure you have a LinkedIn profile, maximize it, optimize it, get quotes from people, get recommendations, right, Michelle? Do all of that stuff.
Right. Exactly. So should we move on to the next
tip? Okay, let's move on.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, yes. So the next one is to stay on top of deadlines. And I don't know if there's any tip that's actually more important than this.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. You have, you know, in some cases, you might have to take the SAT, the TOEFL, the IELTS. And by the way, Michelle, if they're taking IELTS, where do they need to go right now?
Oh, the IELTS Energy podcast. Go over and listen to Jessica and Aubrey.
Yes, exactly. Our All Ears English, our team has an IELTS podcast and we have 14 years of examiner experience there. But there's also other things like college essays, applications, letters of recommendation. So how would you handle this, Michelle? How would you handle building a calendar for yourself of deadlines?
Yeah. Oh, well, how would I handle it? I mean, I would just have tons and tons of lists or like maybe like a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Or a dry erase board where I had everything listed. I also like to do alarms in my phone on certain dates. So I would, maybe you would color code something. I don't know. There are a lot of options. I think it's very personal to everybody.
Yeah, I think the bottom line here is make this your business. Right? Make it your business to get accepted to a college that you love. That means you got to have files, folders, Google Drive, spreadsheets. Go for it, guys. Get organized, because the number one skill that, you know, obviously you need to have to succeed in life is organizational skills. And if you can't even get into college because you're not organized, things are not starting off well.
Right. Yes. You have to show that you're organized, that you don't miss those deadlines.
Exactly. And then the last one is a little more intangible, Michelle. What is this?
All right. Well, this one is find the right fit. And this is also so important. I mean, guys, like maybe it sounds like a great school. Maybe you know the name and it sounds perfect and everything, but it might just not be the right fit for you. You have to think about what is going to suit you. Like, do you want a big school? Do you want a small school? Mm-hmm. What's your major? What's kind of the culture at the school? Do you want a typical college experience on a big college campus, or do you want to be in a city? So many things to think about.
Oh my gosh, it's so true, because there's so many different schools in the US, in the world, that could have such different experiences. Like for me, in my case, I thought I didn't really want the Greek Life. I didn't want the big school. Although now that I think about it, I kind of wish I sort of had that, the big, you know, football games, all the excitement that a big college brings. Do you feel like you had the right fit in your college, Michelle?
Yeah, I think overall, like, there are some things like maybe in my major that like could have been maybe a little bit different. But overall, like, I'm happy where I went to school. I liked having like that typical college, you know, experience. Yes. So I didn't do Greek life or anything like that. But, you know, it was fun to have the games. And I lived right in freshman and sophomore year. I lived right across from the stadium and to hear the songs. And so definitely I'm happy where I went to school. I did like my experience.
So fun. What is Greek life, by the way, for our listeners? Before we finish up, I want to make sure they know that term that we just said. Greek life. Yes. What does that mean? Are we talking about Greece, going to Greece?
It's fraternities and sororities. So these are like, you know, you have to kind of bid or whatever you call it or apply to get into them. It's basically like groups of friends and they call each other their brothers and sisters. And it's like a club and people really love them. There's also a lot of problems that they can sometimes run into.
Hazing, for example, right? The initiation process of applying. Sometimes people are forced to do crazy things. It's there's a lot of controversy right now in the news about that too. But I think campuses are cracking down on initiations.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, the good thing about Greek life, I guess I've never really been involved, but I guess you do have a close club. And for networking for later in life, it may connect you to professional opportunities.
Right. Maybe. Yes, there are a lot of benefits to it. So I didn't do it, but I know people who did it and they loved it.
Absolutely. So check that out, guys. But follow these three tips to make sure you are applying to the right place and that you're doing it in the right way. We're so excited to hear about your success. Right, Michelle?
That's right. That's right. All right, Lindsay. Well, this has been fun. Guys, listen to us 4 days a week.
Yep.
Follow All Ears English, and we will see you on the next one.
We'll be back soon for more. All right, Michelle, have a good day. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.